AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. 9 people have been arrested so far in Italy, accused of being involved in a deadly bombing in Pakistan and plotting an attack 5 years ago at the Vatican. Kyle McKinnon has details.
18 extremists, including 2 former bodyguards for Osama bin Laden, were on the arrest list, and Italian police say all supported bloody acts of terrorism, including one market bombing in Peshawar that claimed more than 100 lives. Italian media report that one of the suspects ran a construction company on the island of Sardinia and recruited immigrants arriving with false documents.
A demonstration is planned tomorrow in Baltimore over the death of Freddie Gray. He died after being taken into custody by police. Malik Shabazz with the group Black Lawyers for Justice wants some answers.
I don't see any justice. I don't see anyone under arrest. I don't see anyone under possible indictment. All we see is stonewalling.
Demonstrators are expected to be at City Hall in Baltimore and at the site where Freddie Gray was arrested. Gray's funeral will be held Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing an alert warning of a hepatitis C epidemic, and a rise in intravenous drug use nationwide could set off new HIV outbreaks similar to one in a county in Indiana with 142 new cases this year. Police in New York say a man is dead following a boom crane accident in Midtown Manhattan. The crane was attached to a truck. A concert at Westfield High School in Indiana ended abruptly.
All of a sudden, the floor caved, and then I watched, 25, 30 of my good friends, classmates, and some of my best friends, fall into this pit.
Blake Camden was on NBC's Today Show. More than a dozen students suffered minor injuries after the stage collapsed. 3 earthquakes and nearly a half dozen aftershocks jolted northern Idaho, the strongest quake, magnitude 4.2. No injuries or damage reported. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 29 points. This is AP Radio News. There are still signs the manufacturing sector of the economy is struggling.
After a winter slowdown, U.S. factories saw a surge in orders last month, but clouds remain on the economic horizon. The Commerce Department says durable goods orders increased 4% in March. That's the most in 8 months. But a big jump in demand for commercial aircraft accounted for much of the gain. Outside of transportation, there was widespread weakness, and orders for core capital goods, which track business investment plans, dropped 0.5%. Manufacturers are struggling with the rise in the value of the dollar. That's cutting into exports and making imports more competitive here at home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It's a good bet more people are riding the bus and the subway today in Boston. People in Boston are riding public transit for free today. It's a goodwill gesture from the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority following a winter of disastrous breakdowns as a result of record snowfall. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.